Martin, that would have surprised and shocked a few people, and you amongst them, I would have thought.
Well, not really. I'm never surprised by anything in this game. I'm obviously desperately disappointed. I'm disappointed for the football club, disappointed for the players, disappointed for the supporters as much as anything else. That said, we didn't deserve anything. West Bromwich Albion had played very well a couple of weeks ago. To be fair, we had a brilliant victory last week. We thought we were ready for the game. We conceded early on and really played second best all first half. And we didn't deserve anything today. We didn't play well. But you asked me at the start, is it a shock? Well, these things can happen in the game. And there's very little shocks me about football these days.
You could have sort of gone into damage limitation mode in the second half. You didn't. You kept trying to sort of chase the game. And in a way, that's risky. And you
well, that is absolutely. But what's the point? What's the point? Well, I've done this before. What's the point in losing 2-0 and feeling you've come out of it okay in matches? I've done this some years ago at Stamford Bridge and kept urging the team forward. It's totally and utterly my fault at the time. It's not really my makeup. I don't want that at all. It is running a risk, of course. We changed the side round in the second half, and lo and behold, they scored the third goal. We tried everything we can to try and get a goal at the other end. We had a few chances as well, too, but we didn't really deserve it. And we did run the risk of conceding more goals. That's the risk you do run.